The town of DeMarsville sat along the Flathead River, south of present-day Kalispell, and at a juncture where boats carrying goods and passengers up Flathead Lake would dock. Kalispell Montessori Elementary School teacher Terry Welder says the cemetery is a couple of miles away from the town site.
As I understand it, people did not want to bury people close to the community because of their fear of unknown diseases and things that might be associated with the death of the people there.
Welder will bring classes to this old cemetery to do tombstone rubbings. Many of the old stones have not only names, dates, and psalms inscribed on their surfaces, but also pictures of crosses, flowers, and emblems from different fraternal organizations. Students will also write stories, using the names, dates, and inscriptions found on the tombstones as the inspiration. A favorite of the students belongs to a man named Mike Sweeney.
This memorial is erected by his brethren of the Rail and Service and citizens of Kalispell. Mike Sweeney lost his life in the Flathead River in the endeavor to rescue friends in imminent peril. Greater love than this hath no man, that he would give up his life for his friend. Yeah, so.
And it looks at the top here, born in Ireland in
1872. So he was 30 years old when he died.
The DeMarsville Cemetery is tucked away on the west side of Highway 93 as it enters into Kalispell. The county still uses the cemetery for indigent burials, and there is also a section for veterans with fairly recent dates inscribed on plaques and American flags planted into the ground next to the markers for World War II veterans and family. The older section is up a small hill. Here, tall pine trees likely date back to the time of DeMarsville. The grass is maintained, but a leafy brush grows close to some of the stones. Executive Director of the Northwest Montana Historical Society, Gil Jordan, reads from a newspaper clipping in Kalispell's Museum at Central School in the DeMarsville display.
And this is from July 21st, 1889. It says, "New town, new hope. Mushroom town springs up overnight, and there is great excitement. We might become a second Chicago or St. Paul. Outsiders come by the hundreds. The stage line cannot haul them all from Ravalli to the lake, so the freight teamsters come to their help and haul them by four-horse wagon loads."
Telesphore Jacques Demers started what became DeMarsville with a store. Jordan says the area had some white settlers, but not much for services.
And it was the Mr. Demers who came here and decided to establish a town. And they thought that that location down there just north of the lake, right on where the Flathead River empties into Flathead Lake, they thought that would be the perfect spot because they knew that James J. Hill was coming west from Chicago with his cross-country train.
Hill brought the Great Northern Railroad tracks through the Flathead, but DeMarsville ended up being 7 miles south of Kalispell, which was a 7-mile jog of track Hill was unwilling to make. Part of the display has a partial list of those buried in the DeMarsville Cemetery, most born out of the country, many merely a few weeks old.
A lot of premature births or complications when they were born, flu, bowels, stab wound in the heart, tuberculosis, pneumonia, killed on the GN Railway, which would be Great Northern, of course. Shock from amputation, paralysis. It was tough back then. Angina pectoris and a fractured skull.
Many of the stones have the rounded top shape of the classic tombstone. Others are tall, three-dimensional rectangles with pointed tops. Each of the four sides inscribed with different names and dates, memorializing different members of the same family. Some have all four sides inscribed. Others have sides left blank. Other family members moving on, perhaps like Demers himself, to be buried elsewhere in Montana. Katrin Fry reporting from the DeMarsville Cemetery.